Welcome to the first episode of Almost Awesome Esports.
I am Taran, and this is Ben.
Hello.
Essentially, the whole idea of this is to provide you with the results and news from the esports world over the last week. Before we start talking about all that stuff, though, I'd like to thank Children of the Monkey Machine, whose remix of several Final Fantasy songs, including the main theme song, was provided for the introduction and will be used in the outro. A link to the OC Remix page where you can download this will be left in the description. With that, let's get straight into it. So last weekend, there was a little event called BlizzCon. I'm sure you heard, sure you heard about it, Ben.
Yeah, I've heard about it. It's getting around quite lately, actually.
Yeah, there was quite a lot of happenings there. You know, like the Overwatch coming out, not being free-to-play like we all anticipated.
A lot of people were disappointed as soon as myself has heard that. Yeah, absolutely shattered. It's such a great game, but the fact that they've put a price cap on it, it's a bit iffy now.
It massively disappointed me, but the main things we want to speak about here are the esports, and there were a few world championships that happened there. We had we had the StarCraft World Championship Series, where we had SOS take out Life, who was one of the favorites, in a 4-3 series. We saw Osaka take out the Hearthstone World Championship. We saw SK Gaming take out the World of Warcraft Arena Championship, and we also saw C9 take home the first ever Heroes of the Storm World Championship. So it was quite a big weekend.
It was. That's a pretty big one there. So over in Dota 2, we're currently in the middle of the Frankfurt Majors. Let's have a look at the lineup that we've got going so far. With the main event in the upper bracket, we've got Evil Geniuses up against Vega Squadron, followed by SDEC Gaming up against LGD Gaming. We got Team Secret versus Minisky, Vinci Gaming versus Virtus Pro, and even in the lower brackets, we've got Cloud9 versus Alliance, OG versus Fnatic, Newbie versus Team Unknown, and eHome versus Newbie Youngs.
Definitely interesting to see what happens there over the next week.
They have got some pretty even matchups going there with Fnatic versus OG, Cloud9 versus Alliance. That's in the lower brackets. You've got Evil Genius versus Vega Squadron. So yeah, it's going to be a pretty tough matchup, to be honest.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens over there. But if we move over to one of our other games, Counter-Strike, over the last couple of days, we had the iBuy Power Cup, where the highest ranked team who was not already invited was given a spot at IEM Cologne next week. Unfortunately for us Aussies, the Renegades fell out in the group stages, losing to CLG in a deciding match 16-10. Cloud9 actually took out the tournament, defeating Team Liquid 2-1, but because they already had a direct invite, Team Liquid will be joining C9, TSM, Envious, Luminosity, Virtus Pro, Na'Vi, and G2 at Intel Extreme Masters San Jose Leg next week.
That actually sounds pretty interesting.
That should be good. But, if we move over to League of Legends, another MOBA. Over the last week or so, we had the Casper Cup.
With the Casper Cup, very, very, very interesting how that went down. We had SKT losing to EVA.
Jesus.
We had CJ make it to the finals versus EVA. Wow, it's looking pretty good for Korean teams at this moment.
Yeah, I mean, if a challenger team from Korea can beat recently crowned world champions, it honestly has to show the power of Korea. I mean, that's crazy.
EVA 2-0, definitely. SKT just got slaughtered after their top-notch performance at Worlds, doing a three-straight victory. Yeah. It was very high anticipated, but EVA just came through and slaughtered 2-0. I mean, I have no idea what's going on there.
I mean, it's got to be part cockiness. I mean, for not even playing either Faker or Easy Hoon in the first game there, it's got to show just a bit of disrespect, you know?
Let's have a look at the lineups. In the first game, we had Marin, Benji, Scout, Bang, and Wolf for SKT. We had Crazy, Ares, Atheus, Loki, and Key for
EVA.
EVA, that's it. So we had them for EVA running up. The results were very poor for SKT. Marin on Rumble went 4-5-2, then 5. Scout on Gangplank 1-3-5. I don't know why they're going so poor at the moment. Scout's not playing much at Worlds. He was sitting bench half of the time.
Scout wasn't even part of their Worlds team. He's their third. Third tier mid laner. They didn't even play Easy Hoon in their second tier. So I think it shows a little bit of cockiness, you know, disrespect.
Yeah, they
challenger team.
Really pushing for an all time this time. We have Bang on Tristana 3-4-2, still negative. Wolf on Alistair 0-4-1. I mean, there was
don't know what's going on. Maybe just they haven't had enough practice on the new patch.
That could be the problem with the new items and big changes, which we won't cover today, it could have thrown their play way out.
Yeah, I'm so, actually not sure if the Kesper cut was played on the newest patch. That's something we'll have to have a look into. But let's talk about the final for a little bit.
Game one. Yeah, we had Crazy on Ryze, who went 5-3-8. We had Ares on Rek'Sai, 1-1-10. Entheus on Lissandra, 5-1-8. Loken on Sivir, 9-0. That is a huge...
Jesus.
Huge pull-through for them. Key on Bard with 1-4-13. So their team averaged out very well on that.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a good game. But if we move on to the finals now, CJ Entis took on Ever in a best of five series, and Ever absolutely dominated. Won the series 3-0.
Series, yeah, 3-0. They just slaughtered CJ Entis, just not a chance at all.
I mean, I have no idea what's going on with these top-tier teams. It's like they all seem to have just purely disrespected this team. Like, this Ever is a team that can't even get out of the Challenger. They lost in the Challenger promotion series. So
you're just going against a high-tier team such as SK Telecom T1.
Yeah, they can beat two of the top Korean teams in the world and just absolutely obliterate them.
Yeah, such as Benji and Wolf. You even have Faker amongst that team. And they just absolutely threw against this lower quartile Korean team.
Honestly, it just shows the power of Korea. If they're, you know, their lowest, one of the lower tier teams in their challenger scene can beat the world champions.
Yeah, the 2015 world champions. It's just mind-blowing. Alrighty, so let's move on to our next subject, which is the majors roster changes at the moment. Ever since Worlds, we've seen a lot coming out about roster changes, such as we have a look at it.
I think the major one is TSM. TSM pretty much signing a new player in every lane except mid.
Yeah, they, TSM.
Of course, we have the double lift.
Yeah, so we got TSM announces IAM roster, including Hornsen, Stevenken, and Carr.
Hornsen, Spensgaren, and Kasing.
Yeah, double lift was released by CLG and has now joined TSM. A lot of people were a bit upset about that because Double Lift gave out so much crap about TSM being such a bad team. And then as soon as he got threw out, where did he run to? Straight to TSM. So, yeah, a lot of people had a very good laugh at that. We also have Dyrus and Lustboy retire. So, yeah, a lot of people didn't see that coming and they were very disappointed. But
Everyone saw the Dyrus one coming. Everyone knew he was retiring. He said it many times that this was probably his last season. But Wild Turtle, Lustboy retiring, that was a surprise. That was definitely a surprise.
Yeah. No one saw that coming, but there it is.
Pretty much.
With Cloud9, we had Elimination retire. They have now jungle and support tryouts to be held.
Have they chosen their new team yet? I don't think they have.
No, it's still in the tryouts, yet to be announced.
Okay, we'll see what goes on there. I'm hoping they pick up a really good jungle.
Yeah, double release from there. The head coach, Chris Entens, released. Shuhai moves to starting mid-roll.
That'll be interesting.
Okay, so that's enough of the North Americans. Let's have a look at the European LCS. We have Team Rocket. We had Nuke Duck re-sign, so that's good news for them. Gambit Gaming, we have Gosu Pepper leaves Gambit Gaming, becomes a free agent. We're seeing a lot this season of players coming free agents.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where they're going to go. There's just so many free agents now. Teams have so much choice.
Yeah, Gambit Gaming coach head announces free agency.
Cabochard, yeah.
Yeah, we got Follow Esports. Team.
Yeah, this was a major one. Dignitas, Dignitas EU made the LCS coming through the Challenger Series, but Dignitas as an organization can't have two teams in the LCS.
Yeah, so they had to go.
They had to sell off either the Europeans or the NAs, and it seemed like the Europeans were the ones to go with Follow Esports picking them up.
Unicorns of Love. We have Vandargs leaves Unicorn and becomes a free agent. Like I'm saying, a lot of players are actually coming out to be free agents now. H2K Gaming, the H2 coach Proly announces free agency.
That was disappointing.
Elements Tabs announces free agency. Giants Gaming opens top and jungle positions to tryouts. Origins Powerful of Evil joins Origins as sixth man.
The Origin one's a little interesting because everyone was expecting Peke to just retire straight up, focus on managing the team. But rather, he's decided to just split the mid lane, and you know, whoever's playing better in the week will play mid lane.
It's going to be a chop and change roster.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it works, how they go with it.
Okay.
If we move over to China, though, are you going to Korea?
Nothing really new there except
there's not much in Korea.
Faker re-signed.
Yeah, if we go to China, I don't think Faker will be leaving SKT anytime soon.
No, definitely not.
I think he's there for the rest of his career. Over in China, we've got San retiring.
I was about to say, that one was really out of the nowhere, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was something I really didn't expect that one coming. Other than that, there's not much other movements. It seems like the main movements are from the NA and EULCSs.
Yeah, that's
it will definitely be an interesting season next season.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what brings on season 6 is, well, really unknown. All right, so next up on our agenda is All Stars.
Yeah, so for those who have no idea, we have the All Stars event being played next month over in, I can't remember off the top of my head where, but essentially fans vote for who they want from each region to represent their region in each position. So you vote for a top lane, a mid lane, a jungle.
Yep.
Go on.
So evolving from 2014's All-Stars voting formats, fans will vote 5 players to represent their regional's dream team for the NA, LCS, EU, LCS, the LCK, LPL, and LMS this year. With IWC's top 10 added to the mix, the 6 teams will be assigned to either a Fire team or an Ice team based on their region's performance at Worlds. So if we actually have
a look... Yeah, it should definitely be interesting.
If we actually have a look at the moment, I'll start with the LCK Champions Korea standings. So for our top laner, we're looking at SKT's Marin at 44%. We're going over to jungle. We've got SKT's Benji at 39% voting. Mid laner, okay, everyone can guess who this is going to be. We got SKT Faker with 78% of the voting. We have over in our ADC position, we've got Koo Tigers Prey at 37.9. And with our support, we've got the CJ's Mad Life at 58.5%. So that's
will definitely be a hard team to beat.
That is a very strong line we've got going there. But
if we move over to the NA, we see Dyrus being the top voted top laner with 41% of the votes. So we all know that, you know, Dyrus will probably be top laner for NA. Okay. In the jungle, the top voted is High.
Yeah,
I don't know why High is so highly voted. That's rather confusing to me.
Well, these are not set at the moment. These are still in the voting process. So at any time, these can chop and change. But with LCK, Korean, they're very standard forwards. But with NA and LPL, China, EU, they're still very choppy and changey. So at any time, we could see C9's Mentos come into the jungle position. There's no telling what's going to happen at the moment.
You say that, but then if we look over at the NA mid laner, I don't think anyone's overtaking Bjergsen anytime soon with over 75% of the vote.
That is definitely, you might as well right now.
Yeah, another thing you can't block is this definite bot lane. the double ADC lift. And the support double lift Aphromir.
I'm a bit disappointed myself not seeing Sneaky come in, but all over, better performance is going to come from double lift for sure.
It's not just the double lift performance. Everyone's voting him an Aphromir in as the ADC and support just because of, you know, they both said how much they dislike each other.
Definitely. It'll be pretty funny to watch, actually.
So, it will definitely be something to watch.
With support, yeah, like you said, that's still another lock-in when you think about it. With 39.2%, the closest is going to be C9's Lemon Nation at 14.3%.
So he's got my vote.
There is a big gap, but not anytime soon. We're going to see a spike. But like I said, these are not permanent positions at the moment. Anytime, things can chop and change.
For sure. If we move over to EU now, pretty much got Huni. You got Huni as an almost definite lock in there for the top lane with over nearly 60% of the votes at the moment.
Yeah, that's
Jungle's rather close.
Yes, with Jungle, we've got OG Amazing over on 24.1%. There still is a chance that he could overtake in the voting, but OG's Amazing seems to have the lead at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. If we look at the mid lane, Peke is obviously the top voted. Everyone expects that.
Everyone expects that. We do have Fnatic's Verbruggen, if that's pronounced right. Coming at second, Verbruggen. Coming at 24.7%, so... yeah, it looks like Epeke is definitely going to be the mid laner for here, but I don't know. I think Forbidden might have a chance.
No, I think the it'll be close.
So if we jump over to ADC, this is almost a dead set tie for who we want as ADC. Nihilus 0.2%. And second place, we've got Fnatic Reckless at 36. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's definitely close. Definitely close. I'd really like to see Reckless in there, especially him back with Peke. But it'll be interesting, especially if Yellowstar gets support. Reckless Yellowstar is just an absolute beast of a lane, and I think it would give EU one hell of a chance.
So if we jump over support at the moment, Yellowstar is in the lead with 32.7%, as well as S2K. As well as H2K's Kasing at 21.1. So he's, I wouldn't say very close, but he is behind, not too far.
Yeah, for sure. But just looking at the LMS quickly, we've got Ziv being the top pick for the top lane. We've got Karsa for the jungle. We've got Toys for the mid lane. We have Bebe as ADC and support as Ola. They're all rather close, but it looks like those are pretty much locked in, I would imagine.
And if we just head over to China, we're going to see EDG's Coro 1, 44.2%. That's definitely a lock-in. If we head to our jungle, we've got EDG's Cheer Love at 63.9%. That is also definitely a lock-in. Mid lane is Rookie at... IG, 33.3%, where EDG's Pawn is at 20.1%. I don't see that changing anytime soon. We got OMG's Uzi at 51.3%. That is a solid pick. With LGD's Imp at second place with 26.7%. With our supports, it's another solid pick with LGD's Ply at 45.8% and VG's Mata at 17.9%. That's, again, it's another very solid pick. Must pretty much be insta-lock team.
Yeah, it seems rather insta-locked. It rather disappointed me, though, because we could have had 4/5 of the great Samsung White representing a completely different region, but instead we're probably not going to have any of them.
No, the fact that Samsung White has not actually made an appearance this year is... shocking itself, considering that they actually have a world's title.
I mean, no, it's not the fact of that. It's more 4/5 of their entire team is in China, but not one of them looks like they're going to have a chance of representing the region at All Stars. That disappoints me greatly, especially the Immortal Lane of Imp and Mata.
Yeah, well, with a very solid team making no appearance, that is actually very disappointing.
Yeah, I don't know. because the team was pretty much dissolved after the World Championships last year. They all just left and went to other teams in China. So they were all split up. I was kind of hoping for all of them reuniting, representing a different region. How awesome would it have been to have, you know, one team, all five players representing a completely different country to the country they won the World Championship for?
That would have been a very good stand. But at the end of the day, this whole All-Stars is really down to you guys, the fans. Really, it's disappointing that a team such as Samsung White, after they disbanded, did not make a comeback. But it's down to the fans.
Pretty much. What about you? If you could put all these regions together and pick your one true dream team, what would you pick? Who would you pick?
Okay, I'll start with mid lane. Everyone's got to know this one. It's SKT's Faker. I would put SKT Easyhoon in the bench just because he is a solid performer. But no, SKT Faker, he's the all-star right there. I mean, look at him. He's so cocky. He did a barrel roll. And oh, my goodness. Just
could have dodged the ash shower.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really hard because Bergson... Bjergsen, how do you pronounce that?
Bjergsen.
Fuck, it's such a hard... Yeah. With Tiff, I would have picked him in second place, but I don't feel he actually competed to the same standards, to be honest. Like, he was very...
Oh, God, no.
Mika, or even Easyhoon, to be honest.
No way.
For the jungler, it's SKT Benji. Definitely, for sure. He's one of my favorite junglers, and he performs fairly well. For the top laner, I'm going to go Honey. Fnatic's Honey, definitely, for sure. That leaves ADC and support. Double Lift, CLG Double Lift, definitely. Like I said, I
TSM
would like,
Double Lift.
TSM, my apologies. Jesus, that's... like I said, everyone just laughed at that when he moved out of TSM. I would like to see Sneaky. He is amazing. I find he's so fun to watch. But no, Double Lift, definitely, for sure. And support, Lemination, C9 Lemination, for sure. That'd be my dream team. All right, how about you?
You've got not a bad team there. But I'm going to mix it up a little bit here. In my mid lane, I'm going to go with Keen from Gravity over in North America. His creativity of bringing things such as Urgot to the mid lane is just... I love it. Also, the fact that he came from... He played in Oceania. He's just, you know, my favorite mid laner.
But he can't compete with the Faker Yi mid. That he just can't compete with that.
Oh, have you seen him play on stream? He went and played through every single champion in mid lane. Like, come on.
Yeah, I will admit he's talented, but just the Faker Yi mid. Ugh, just destroys.
Of course, Faker is the best mid laner in the game, but top lane, I've definitely got to go with Dyrus. You know, seeing Dyrus play just one more time on the competitive stage would just be great.
Definitely, for sure, yeah.
In the jungle, definitely is a little difficult. I would probably have to go with Plealove, the EDG jungler. We didn't see a great performance from him at Worlds, but his jungling skills are just unrivaled. If we move over to ADC, honestly, I think for my ADC and support, I would take Xiaogu's TNT and TCT. Their bot lane play is just immaculate. They work together so well. And that is...
That single performing, like, I know...
That's why we put them together.
That's why you put them together. They work well as a team, but in their solo queue, how do they perform?
I haven't looked much at their solo queue efforts, but if we're putting them on the same team, put them in the same lane, you know?
Okay,
beautiful.
I'll give you that one.
And yeah, that would be my all-star team.
All right. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see how that works out.
Well, definitely.
Guys, I believe coming to the end of the podcast, you have a trivial question for us.
Yeah, I definitely do. So with all this other league talk, we did have a major event a couple of weeks ago, Worlds, as you probably know. And with all this talk about Faker, who is obviously the best mid laner in the world, he played a major part of SKT taking the world championship.
Oh, for sure. I think there was only, what, maybe two, three games he actually sat on bench.
Over the whole tournament, he had a kill participation of 64%. This put him at what ranking on the leaderboard? 63rd, 69th, 70th, or 66th?
I'm going to have to say 66.
Perfection. Right on the dot. You would think someone who had such major influence on a game in a team would have much higher kill participation than that.
Yeah, you would think so, but
he played a major passive role. Like Marin decimated. He was the major player for them, I think. Right through Worlds.
Even though he's not as famous as a player, he did put out a fairly solid performance.
He is their team captain, so anyway, I think that brings us to the end of the podcast. Ben, where can we find you?
You can find me at Syncro, that's SYNCRO _ at Twitter, or you can catch me up on League of Legends on the OCE servers at White Ravenix, that's WHITERAVINX. I'm on most nights after 6 Eastern Standard Times, so yeah, just feel free to add me, jump along. So come say hi. I'm cool. Keen to chill. How about you?
You can add me at TaranOwens108 on Twitter, at Taboo0108 on League of Legends, KissMeKatoot on Steam. Feel free to add me, play any game. I play many, many games. Taboo108 on Battle.net, play some Hearthstone. And that's about it. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in.
No worries. We'll leave you now with another snippet of Child of the Monkey Machines remix, which of course can be found on ocremix.org. See us.
Yeah, catch us later.